Katrina, Katrina Fowler, Fowler, 3-10-66, 2-8-9-12. Miss Fowler is a 59-year-old woman coming in today with cough, congestion, shortness of breath, COPD with exacerbation, history of gastroesophageal reflux, hyperlipidemia, history of sweet syndrome, SWET syndrome, leg pain, arm pain, and multiple other issues and problems, period. In the paragraph, patient is a head custodian at a school. She does a lot of walking. Can I call you right back? I'm dictating. Give me 2 seconds. Okay, then hold on. Patient has a history of Sweet's disease. She takes her Suboxone for pain. She also has hypertension, asthma, hyperlipidemia, COPD, and opioid. She doesn't have opioid dependence. She takes that for pain. And she takes the Suboxone so she doesn't have to take any opioids, period. In the paragraph surgery, she's had a complete hysterectomy, allergy, drug allergy, social. I'm sorry? What's... On what?
On Katrina Fowler.
On which medicine?
On the Trilogy.
No, there's a Trilogy. Just hang on one second. Well, I can't disconnect it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it on the Trilogy? Yeah, this one. Yeah.
Okay. So she's has had issues with opioids in the past, but she's not taking her medication, only 10 tablets every couple of months just to help her with deal with the pain of Sweet syndrome. Allergy, non-drug allergy, we talked about that. Last period was 29 years ago when she had a hysterectomy surgery. Hysterectomy, family history, breast cancer, mom died of, dad died of myocardial infarction. Next number, she needs a colonoscopy, but she doesn't want to have one done. She wants to do a Cologuard. Next number, she needs a mammogram, especially with the family history. She hasn't had one. Next area is a review of system. She says that the... Symbicort is not working for her anymore. She's using her albuterol a lot. She wants to use a different medication. Of course, right now she has cough, congestion, discolored sputum consistent with bronchitis. She's alert. She's awake. She weighs 116 pounds, which is about the same what she's always weighed. She's also been getting the same dose of Suboxone to help with her pain, as was mentioned. Her last blood test was in December of last year, which was completely within normal limits. Hemoglobin A1C, CBC, TSH was within normal limits. We'll do her blood test at a later date. Medication list noted. She's alert. She's awake. 98% oxygen, 116 weight, 97%, 20, 86, 130 over 66. Heart positive, swan positive, verse 2. Lungs, few bronchi. Abdomen soft. TM slightly red. Posterior pharynx was red and inflamed. Logical non-focal. Number 1, COPD. Number 2, put under social. Last period, 29 years ago. She's married. She's a head custodian, married 44 years. She does smoke, doesn't drink regularly. She doesn't want to quit smoking. We talked about this before. So, come back. Exacerbation of COPD, treated with Rocephin a gram now, Decadron 8 milligram now, Z-Pack and a Medrol dose pack. Number 2, hypertension, continue with lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide. Number 3, hyperlipidemia, continue with Lopet and Crestor. Number 4, recheck her blood work. Number 5... mammogram is a necessity and needs to be done ASAP because of family history. Number 6. Where's a copy of her prescriptions, ma'am? Oh, there they are. Number 6, continue with Nexium 40 milligram once a day for gastroesophageal reflux. Number 7, continue with lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide for blood pressure. Number 8, so continue with Suboxone for pain for sweet syndrome. Next number, change Symbicort to Trilogy. No more Symbicort. Next number, reevaluate. What are you doing? Okay. Next number, reevaluate patient's condition in next month. Next number is mammogram needed at this time. Next number, blood work next visit. Come fasting. Next number, both Lopid, Crestor, Lisinopril, Trilogy, Z-Pack, Medrol, Dospac, and Albuterol inhaler were prescribed. Next one is continue with Suboxone as before. 10 tablets given 8/2. Next one is Nexium 40 milligram once a day. Thank you.